Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Interfaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaborative. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. Waladdallin. Ameen. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. Ameen. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And no partners have He. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1446 Ramadan. Prayers and blessings be upon him. Is Allah's servant and messenger in the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is He, Al Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with you, hugs and love to you. Hugs, hugs, big tight hugs. Oh, come on now, squeeze me tight. Yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I appreciate you. I feel your love. And inshallah, you feel my love back to you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We got a little late start here today, but inshallah we'll, you know, we'll move on from here and we'll see how our blog talk carries on. Yeah, alhamdulillah. As we know, we are in the seventh month of the Islamic calendar. And we know when we say the seventh month, that's what that's saying, hey, Ramadan is right around the corner. I mean, and I know everybody's preparing for it, you know, and inshallah, yes, we're excited about it. And we have a blessed and successful upcoming Ramadan. But also Rajab, this month here, is one of the sacred months. Inshallah. So we always blessed to be in, anytime we could just be blessed to be here, open our eyes and be here on the block. But, you know, for sure to be able to go through the sacred month. And today is the 18th day of Rajab, 1446 on the Hijra calendar. And January 18th, 2025, on today's Gregorian calendar. Alhamdulillah. You know, I always like to stop and give a few minutes and share some things with you. Today is the 18th of January. And we had quite a bit going on this month. My dad's birthday was on the 16th of January, And my oldest brother returned to Allah. And I know you might say, well, oh, that's not so happy. But you know what? I wasn't necessarily remembering that. But you know that this Facebook, I went on there for something. Oh, because it told me I had a message from the family. So, you know, I had to come in your email. So I said, let me click on here and go in here. And sure enough, it was a reminder that January 18th was my oldest brother returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my youngest brother, he has also returned to Allah. I'm there. Highly glorified is he. Only have the two brothers and three sisters. Alhamdulillah. Well, actually, it's three girls and two boys. So two brothers and two sisters. And I am the oldest of them all. And I have to remind them. I tell them, yeah, don't even start none. I'm the oldest one here. Alhamdulillah. But you know, that my youngest sister, she thinks she's about a teenager still anyway. But she'd be all happy for me to say I'm the oldest, especially when we're meeting people, you know. I say, well, she's my youngest sister. You know, you just get all happy about that. But I just wanted to take a moment and share that. Oh, so tomorrow, inshallah, bless me to sleep tonight and rise tomorrow. It will be my date of birth tomorrow. And my grandbabies, they got a big to-do. They're going to take me out to dinner. They say I never want to go out to dinner on any of the birthdays. And so I figured, well, they want to do it, and they asked me about it this year. Again, I would go. And so my grandson said, well, I'll come and pick you up. You don't even have to drive. Well, that was the cue for me to say, okay, I'll do it. Because if they were talking about being there at 3 o'clock, and it's getting dark early, and, you know, I don't get out there and drive once it becomes in this time of the year, and it becomes past 5 o'clock, I am at home. I am getting home as fast as I can get there. So, inshallah, just wanted to share those beautiful things with you. And inshallah, I'm thinking that most of the persons that are coming on the Blog Talk, they must be thinking that it's not working today. So I'm not sure. But maybe I'll just give them until about, give us a little bit more time. I thought I would share that with you. So while we're doing that, tonight I do want to do a overview of what we've talked about last week in terms of learning El Esma Ul Husna and the importance of it. I'm going to go over that, and then we're going to proceed, instead of me picking them out, because I picked them out to a point on my own thinking in terms of introduction of El Esma Ul Husna. So I'm going to start with the actual listing of the El Esma Ul Husna and proceed from there. And I believe we'll be starting with number 6. But I'm not going to continue on after 5:30 if we don't have any, you know, others to come in, because I'm thinking that when they came in, I was on mute. And they didn't hear anything, so they went back out. So I'm not going to do my whole presentation just speaking to myself, because then when they do come in, should they come in, but I'm thinking everybody might be thinking that we are not going to be this evening. So that might be the case. It might be the case. So inshallah, let me see here. I'll go over to that conference line and see if that's where everyone is at. I think we could take that conference line information. Let me just check and see. Do I have it right here? Oh, okay. Yeah, I do. So let me just see. Give everybody until 5:30. And if they don't show up, then I'll swing over there and check the conference line out and see if that's where everyone has decided to attend to this evening. Otherwise, okay, let me just check and see here. Okay, I believe we have Brother. Assalamu alaikum to you. I'm going to open your mic. I believe this is Muhammad Sharif or his wife, Sister Sharifa Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum,
sweet. Well, alaikum salam, love.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Right here.
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Well, I'm just about to ask about you. I'm noticing I'm going to give everybody till about 5:30 because I'm thinking maybe everyone went over to the conference line. At, you know, Blog Talk has been so funny with us until we don't know. So I'm not going to go through my presentation just listening myself because I'm the one that wrote it. So I'm going to need to
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. We went to all three numbers, so it finally came back to the regular number. That's how we say she's on. We missed our 25 minutes, you know.
We've been trying to get on for quite a while.
Isn't that something? But, you know, we can't complain, but I'm going to tell you something. Now, you know, Blog Talk on its own is shutting itself down, right? But
right.
And they say they want to a better platform. But still, they're in control. They're still going to be in control.
Yep.
So I don't know. You know, I heard. I heard a sister, she's from Louisiana. She was speaking last night. She was saying something about it was time for us to come together, you know, because they are hear everything, and they do everything that we say on this platform here. But it's going to be the same when we use the conference line. It's going to be the same. So if we were going to do anything, I'm thinking that we need to try to see what we can do or not even be concerned, either not be concerned with them and thinking that they will do something to get in the middle of it, or we need to try to figure out how we can do our own, you know, platform. What do you all think?
That's what God said. God, that's the child who's got his own. And we should have our own. We should have our own internet.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so, she opened up her line here. 3238 Assalamu alaikum and welcome this evening.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. What we need to do is get our own airway. That's what we have to get, our own airway. Mm-hmm. And that way they won't even, you know, and you could block them from even coming in if you don't want them to come in. But long as they come in and do what they want and listen in and everything,
But you know, when I first started Block Talk, it was been all about eight years anyway, and maybe a little bit longer. But in any case, they were talking about we were going to be trying to get our own powers, our own radio, you know. But I'm not.
Yeah, that's it. Right there. When they were saying on radio, they was talking about the airway. That way you could let in who you want to let in, you know.
But I hadn't heard any more about that. And I was I said, I'm going to give everybody till about 5:30 and we'll see. Because I thought maybe everybody might have went over to the conference call for this evening because it was just, you know, it was just pretty much blank here, you know. But I won't delay us any longer. I will go on and get into the presentation that I do have this evening, if it's okay with everyone. Inshallah. And, so maybe we'll work on that. I don't know. We just need to work on something for ourselves. That's all I can say. Then how are we going to do it? I don't know. I don't know anything about it. All I know, I can say, well, we can pray on it, but that's true, we can. But you also have to work. You got to have a plan, and you got to work that plan. So those that have that type of expertise or know how we might be able to do it, or maybe we could do our research and come up with it, we certainly do need to have our own platform without any other interference. Inshallah, any other hands that have to say, oh, well, we're not going to do that today, y'all. Be like, but wait, I had this plan. Well, that's okay. We're not going to do it. Plan it for another day. You know, we don't need that, inshallah. Okay, love you. Thank you so kindly. Were you saying something, Sister Therese?
Yeah, I was going to say that if you had your own airway, you could block. You could know if somebody coming in 25 miles before they come into your airway, and you could block them. You could block them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But how do we get the use of or that type of airway being belonging to us is what I'm thinking.
Oh yeah.
How do we do it?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you, I am getting older because I knew how to do it. But I'm gonna research again because I knew how to do it. You could get your own airway, and then you don't have to let nobody come in. And you'll know if they're coming in 25 miles before they come into your area. You'll know them. You could block them. You know. Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could block them 25 miles. You could know if they're coming in or not. And then you can have cover where you have that whole area where they can't even come in, can't interfere. But see, that's why what it is that they control the airway, and they listen in. So so when you tap in, it's just like somebody knocking on your door and they let you in. You know, so that's what that is right there. So it's their airway. So they could, tap in and do what they want and all that.
But it's the way that we can own our own.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can own your own. Right. You can own your own. Right. You have to be stationed. Like, you have to basically be stationed where you at. You know, like now, if you're right there, and then you operate it from there. But I'm going to look back into how you said know how to do it. But you know, as time goes on, but I know how to do it. But I could tell you how to do it. But I'm gonna look back into it now, and I'll have it for you how you could really do it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, give us just
a
minute
buy
here.
Your own
the prayer call for. Give us just a minute here. The prayer call is for McGreeb is going, and I do like to kind of just be silent while the prayer call is on. Then we'll get back right to you in the conversation. What we're saying. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am. So you're saying that we have to buy a tower or something, our own tower?
See, just like people that live in these communities, got these thousands of acres of land, they have their own airways. That means everybody, the plane cannot fly over that area without their permission. Even if one is coming, that's how, like the United States, they know when, you remember the time they were talking about when China was trying to drop a bomb or something over here? They knew right away before it came into their area, 25 miles before it came in there, over there. So that's the kind of, you got to buy airway so you could block them. But see, you buying it from them. If you buying it from them, then they could tap into whatever you are, what they want. You know what I'm saying? They're just like on the computer, just like that. They could tap into it. That's why you can't put everything on the computer, because they could tap in and get your information and everything. Just like that right now. They listen on to the whole conversation and all that. You know, they listen on.
It's just like they say land of the free, but it isn't. This is what they say, that song that came out that time, say the private eyes are always watching you. They tap your phone, they tap your mail. I mean, everything, you know. So it's not necessarily, you know, a land of the free here.
Yeah, because they have control. They have control, you know, and that's the security to make sure that, you know, and America do that to make sure that, you know, if they don't, then, you know, like Russia, they'll come on and drop a bomb anytime, and you wouldn't even know nothing about it.
Yeah. So, you know, and we do appreciate, we really do appreciate the security factors that this country leaders, if you would say, have in place, the homeland security and all that. It's great. We really appreciate it. And I do appreciate that even within the country, no one can just get up and do something to someone and say, oh, well, it's never going to be known. Because we have a system of law enforcement, if you would, in place, that they will track this information down, you know, or track the people down. I really appreciate that. But, you know, it still needs to, you know, have some type of, I guess, control of that. What do you think about that?
Well, can I say one more thing? I just want to say one more thing. And also, they could look into your house right now when they fly. They have it where they could actually look into your house and see everything that you're doing. They can. Yeah. As long as you got a TV, and look, and I'm telling you, as long as you got a TV and that TV is hooked up into that socket, that's why sometimes you got to unplug your socket, your TV. But as long as it's hooked up into their socket, they can hear everything that you say. They could. That's why you just speak the truth. You can't help us. If you speak the truth, you're going to have no problem. Allah is your protector.
Well, I'll say. But, you know, I knew something about that TV then. I don't like anything that got these little, even when you turn it off, but they still got these little, like a little signal, a little light or something that still be there on certain things, like you can turn your computer off, but on the actual tower itself, it still has that light on.
Right. Mine's on right now. Yes, right.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
So Allah is our only protector. And things happen. Only if it happens. That's all I can say. Allah is our only protector. Nothing could happen without Allah's will. Alhamdulillah. And the thing about it, Allah is so merciful. He gives you a warning. He mm-hmm. always gives you a warning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. Yes,
why, absolutely. Brother Muhammad or Sharika, did you all have anything that you all want to say before I just get on into maybe the presentation for this evening?
No, we are ready for the presentation.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you all so kindly. All right, I'm going to put everybody in the mute, and you know, once we get started, anything that you want to say after that, you know, you're always welcome to press the one and come back in, and I do appreciate you all being here. Alhamdulillah. Let's see where we at here. Okay. All right. So since we have you all present, I don't know if we heard the Al-Fatiha that was read, but I'm going to go back through this so that we can start on the right footing here for the program for this evening. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم Well, of God, Amen. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, be to we worship, in thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed your grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, creator of Al-Khalik, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, of 1446 Ramadan, is Allah's servant and messenger, in the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening session of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with the hugs and love to you. Ah, big old hugs, tight. Ah, thank you so kind. I felt your love when you came in. Inshallah, I'm giving my love back to you, and you're feeling it just the same. Alhamdulillah. You know that we're in the seventh month of this Islamic calendar, Rajab. And the day is the 18th day of Rajab, 1446, on the Hijra calendar. Alhamdulillah. And January 18th, 2025, on today's Gregorian calendar, Alhamdulillah. And tonight, we'll just do a quick overview for what that we did last week. And then what we're going to do is move right on forward. And I'm going to go on down. I did an opening introduction to what I thought would be making it easy for us to remember Al-Asma ul-Husna, and Allah highly glorified as he is the best to know. And so looking at last week, looking at our last program last week, and I'm thinking that today really will. I'm thinking today is our last day here on AM 360 on this program because we're supposed to be getting some information, having a meeting tomorrow to get us all set up to do our transfer. So, inshallah, We'll see if we're going to be able to get in there and get to that meeting tomorrow. We'll see. I have to see what time it is. I might be able to do it. And, you know, if, when we started the asthma, we started with opening alcoholic. Allah, highly glorified is He, is alcoholic, the creator. Then we went on, we moved to Ar-Rahman. He is Ar-Rahman, the most compassionate, the one that cares about His creation. And we moved on to Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. He is the most merciful to His creation, and He gives them mercy that they can share and give mercy to others. Alhamdulillah. Then we moved on to Al-Malik, the sovereign, which is the one and only Allah, highly glorified is He, with no partners. And then we moved to Allah, highly glorified is He, As-Salam, is the author of peace, the bestower of peace on His creation. Alhamdulillah. And then we moved right along to Allah, highly glorified is He, is Al-Alim, the all-knowing, that is seen, that is unseen, that we would never even think to know about. He knows. Alhamdulillah. And then we move to Allah, highly glorified is He, being As-Sami, the all-hearing, and knowing that He doesn't use the ears of hearing like we have ears to hear, but He is all-hearing every time, all the time. In the same way, we moved along to Al-Basir, and Allah, highly glorified is He, is Al-Basir, the all-seeing. And I think as we were reading last week, it was letting us know that something about the black ant in the dark that we couldn't even see because it's probably dark, but Allah, highly glorified is He, all-seeing. Not eyes like ours, but He is all seeing. He is just wonderful. I know we all feel that. You know, And then I believe we went to Al-Adil. Allah, highly glorified is Al-Adil, the just. The just, more than any of us can be justice with each other. So I'm going to stop right there. And then I'm going to pick up on the natural list, because those were the ones that I picked out as an introduction. You know, learning Al-Asma ul-Husna is more than just picking up, reading off the page. And when you start to do research on it, oh my goodness, it can get like complicated, you know, because some of the names may sound the same. Some of them may mean different names, but they mean the same. It's that name that's a different, you know, spelling or a different name. But alhamdulillah, in the research of it all, and it takes time, we can eventually pull it together. But the whole idea is establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting to know Him. And we did come in our studies to find out that learning Al-Asma ul-Husna gives us the insight of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we become to know Him in His essence of being. He lets us know Him, who He is, and He lets us know the things that He do, His actions. And this is what Al-Asma ul-Husna is about. It gives that insight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, the self of Him and the existence of Him and His decision to do the actions that He do. And Al-Asma ul-Husna gives us, some of the names were just ascribed to only the self of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's another aspect of learning Al-Asma ul-Husna, which I want to learn so I can share, get it in its perspective so that I can share it the knowing of himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that those particular ones that ascribe to him in itself, and those particular ones that ascribe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his actions, and then the categories of asma ul husna that ascribe to both the self and the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm totally excited about it, and I know you are too. Just with my saying it, I can feel your excitement about it. And if we're going to keep on, whatever platform, wherever we have to go, I'm not gonna just drop it and not come. I can't do it. I can't do that. I don't want to do that, because this, I'm seeing it as a mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a assignment, if you will, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified as he gave to me. And I have a responsibility to that. And then not only let's learn the al-asma ul husna, to come to establish our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember that the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, he said that those who learn these 99 beautiful known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will receive paradise. Now, that for me, when I just found that out, I'm like, oh my goodness, that is so kind of Allah, highly glorified is he, to let us know that if we just incorporate these beautiful known names and attributes in our daily lives, just live them, come to know them, so we can call on Allah, highly glorified is he, by these most beautiful names and attributes, that we're going to be a seat in paradise. We don't have to wonder about it. We just learn them and utilize them in our daily lives. Isn't that wonderful? That's just wonderful. So alhamdulillah, I'm excited about that. And so that's the overview from what we've done in the past weeks and last week, including last week up to now. So during this particular session here tonight, and the last session here, we're going to get into the profound understanding of Allah's attributes, and beginning with the essential concepts, which we will continue the concepts in terms of al-asma ul husna itself, and progressing towards a more comprehensive insight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. So with that, I'm going to move on over to the importance of learning al-asma ul husna, and we're going to go with number six, starting with number six in its original form. Now, the ones that we've already done in the last presentation of my introduction in my order, I won't be doing those because we've already done them. But I'm going to start with number six here, and that's going to be Al-Mu'min, and that's Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Mu'min, the grantor of security, because we didn't do that one in, I don't think we did. There's something about security I thought we did, though. But I don't think we did that one. No, we didn't. Okay. Oh, that was something else. We didn't do it. Okay, so we're going to start with number six. In its original order, Al-Mu'min, the Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Mu'min, the grantor of security. And Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Mu'min, has said in Quran that he, is the one who gives peace, who grants security. And that's Quran, Surah 59, Ayat 23. Al-Mubin means the one to whom peace and security are rendered. He provides the means of their attainment, blocking all the avenues of fear. There is no peace nor security in this life against the causes of diseases and perdition, nor in the life hereafter against the torment of the wrath, except that Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Mu'min, provides the means to attain the security. Alhamdulillah. Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Mu'min, the granter of security. He is the one who created all these parts and is the same. Hold on, wait a minute. I think I might have should have went right here. Hold on, just okay. Well, they're giving me a little bit. Okay, sound vision grants. Fear cannot be removed when the possibility of loss of life is present, and nobody can remove such a possibility except Allah, highly glorified is He. Nobody can bring about peace and security other than Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Mu'min. A blind person is apprehensive of perishing on account of his inability to see the area from which death may overtake him. Sound vision grants him security against being conquered. But see, when he don't have that vision, being able to see, naturally there's fear about security. And if there's fear about security, he's definitely not going to have any peace. One who's, then they go on to say, one whose arm is amputated fears the situation when he cannot defend himself except through the use of his arm. His healthy arm then is the cause of his feeling of security. The same can be said about all of our senses and bodily parts. The one who created all these parts is the same one who has removed from man the causes of fear by granting him such parts. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mu'min, the granter of security. He is the one who has created food for man as well as good medicine and taught him how to make useful tools, thus sparing himself a lot of trouble. And he is the same who grants him security against all such dangers. The messenger of Allah, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, has said, anyone who believes in Allah and the last day should bring security to his neighbor against his own misdeeds. And I'm going to give this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and he gave them security against fear, and that is Quran, Surah 106. Ayat 4. So we're going to move right along, and we're going to do number 7, Al-Mu'min. Allah highly glorified as He is Al-Mu'min, the protector. You know, it's so wonderful, and I'm not going to take a lot of commentary here, but it's so wonderful and so assuring to know that we have these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these beautiful names that we can call upon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are in need of His protection and His security or His giving us the peace in which we learned last week, and that's Sunny, you know. Al-Muhaymin, Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Muhaymin. That is the protector. Allah highly glorified as he has said in the Quran, he is Allah highly glorified as he, beside whom there is no other God, the King, the Holy, the one who grants peace, the one who grants security. And peace and security, of course, brings about him being our guardian and our protector. He is the guardian over all, the mighty, the supreme, the one who possesses greatness. Glory to Allah from whatever they set up with him. When applied to Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Muhaymin means that he is the one who oversees his servants' actions, who provides them with sustenance and decrees their lifespan. He does so through his knowledge, control, and protection. Now, you know, we were talking about a little earlier here, we were talking about how this society had that control and they have the knowledge because they find ways to get in to see what you're doing or hear what you're saying and, you know, these types of things. But it is so wonderful to know that, and we don't even mind that Allah highly glorified as he is, he sees us all the time. He, you know, he knows our thinking, the very inmost of our thinking, whether we say it or not. We don't mind that. It makes us feel really safe and secure that we have our Lord being able to know us and have control and protection over us. He sees us as our guardian. So he has full power over us. You know, and you know, just thinking about that conversation that we were having right before we got started here, is that no matter what our society or the society in which we live, that we can be guaranteed. This is a guarantee. Learning Al-Asma ul-Husna is a guarantee for us in life. And these attributes can never be present except in their absolute meaning, except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this case, Al-Muhaymin, the protector. There's much more. And in each of these that I read is so much that I can read off of each one, but for the sake of time, we're not going to go through all of that information that we do have. Alhamdulillah. So we're going to move right along. We want to get as much as we can get in tonight through the week before the final. I think that this is just the final of programming. But there was still, I think we got up until the 25th or the 31st Sunday. They had a little, Blog Talk had something when you get ready to come on, and it has it up there that they wanted to let us know that the final of everything is shutting down would be the 31st. And in the meetings that we've been having, that we want to get everything settled up by the 25th. So even though tonight will be, it's the 18th and it will be the last presentation of this program, I believe we would have at least until the 25th to get other informations in so that, and we want to be long gone because, see, like we were saying earlier, when sometimes they know what your plans are, then, you know, they can jump in and say, well, okay, they think we ain't going to shut down until the 31st, because we told them the 31st, but we going to shut them down early. So we might as well plan for just in case if they want to do it earlier. We don't want to be in the way. That's what I'm saying. We want to have moved on to the platform and getting everybody acclimated to that platform rather than waiting up until the last day, alhamdulillah. So there will be information given after today on AM 360, as far as I know, up until the 25th of January, inshallah, alhamdulillah. So we're moving right along in the Asma ul Husna that we're learning, because it's going to give us insight of Allah highly glorified as He, of Himself and of Him actions. And it's going to definitely fortify our relationship that we are establishing with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He. Al-Aziz. Allah, highly glorified is He, is Al-Aziz, the mighty. Excuse me. Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Aziz, the mighty, has said in Quran, if you forgive them, surely you are the mighty. Now, so I guess this was, this is in the Quran, and you'd have to, but this is, the Almighty has described Himself as Al-Aziz, narrating in His book, the Holy Quran, as an antidote about Jesus pleading to Him. That's it. See, that's what I needed to get that scenario in there so we can see what we're saying. So this was about Jesus pleading to Him, and Jesus, peace and blessings of Allah be upon Him, was saying, if you forgive them, surely you are the mighty, the wise. And that is Quran Surah 10. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and to Him belongs greatness in the heavens and in the earth, and He is the mighty, the wise. And that's Quran Surah 45, Ayat 37. Al-Aziz is the one who alone has all honor. He is never humiliated, nor is He ever wronged. Neither imagination nor intellect can ever conceive Him. He is the one who cannot be overcome or in any way harmed. He is the one who has no peer, no similitude, who is very much needed, who is victorious and is never vanquished, the mighty, the omnipotent, who can never be reached. You know, like, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, just reading some of this information, sometimes it makes you all warm and fuzzy, I think. Alhamdulillah. Is there more? I'm going to start right there with the number 8, Al-Aziz, Allah, highly glorified is He, being Al-Aziz, the mighty, alhamdulillah. Moving right along to number 9, and this is in its natural order, number 9. Allah, highly glorified is He, is Al-Jabbar, Al-Jabbar. I used to say Al-Jabbar, but it's got two B's in there. It's capital A-L dash capital J-A-B-B, B-B, like Bismillah, A-R. So, and out, and was, they was giving me the pronunciation in the Arabic to say Al-Jabbar. Carry those two B's, Jabbar, Jabbar. You got two of them in there. And Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Jabbar, the compeller. Oh, wow. The compeller, okay. Al-Jabbar connotes forcefulness and forcibleness. We can find out that all parts of the body have been driven to perform their functions without any will of their own. Cast a look at the sun as it moves in its orbit without deviating from it as little as an inch, whether it likes it or not. Man has no control over the time when Allah, highly glorified is he, chooses his life to begin, or how he is born, or when he dies, or the family in which he is to be born. All these are predestined for a man, and he has no control over them. So is the case with all other beings on the face of the earth. They all have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, Al-Jabbar, with the ability to adapt to life on earth. And nobody has any choice in this matter. So that is where we see and understand Allah highly glorified is he being Al-Jabbar. Even though it means forcefulness, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not forceful with us. You know, as a matter of fact, I was reading, and I'm not sure you all have read it too. It says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he said he don't mean any discomfort, like put us into difficulty. Don't even mean to put us into difficulty. You know, that's just how kind he is. Though, even though that they're saying that the Al-Jabbar connotes forcefulness, he doesn't force us. He just, this here is what he has destined for us as his creation. And it just simply means that everything is going to be done in the order and according to his will. It's not a force, forcing us to live this time and that. We should not ever, we should always look at everything that Allah highly glorified as he does is so kind and so good for us. And we'll learn and understand the goodness of that thing for us if we just be patient. And it, and if we are impatient, then we'll call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we know he is Al-Sabr, the most patient. So we can now call on him. Oh, Allah, highly glorified is you, Al-Sabr. Please grant me patience with whatever this is that I'm dealing with is taking place. You know, so then he will give us the ability to adapt to the life and to the situations of what we're dealing with that we didn't that have any choice in the matter. So if we just be patient, we're learning Al-Asma ul-Husna, and when we're learning them, we got this idea in our mind. This has to be the main idea in mind. I'm learning Al-Asma ul-Husna because it's going to let me come to know who my Lord and Cherisher, Allah, highly glorified as He is. And it's going to establish a closeness to Him. It's going to establish an understanding of Him. It's going to establish me knowing that I have security and peace with Him. It's going to establish that I can call on Him in any situation, at any time, day, night. It doesn't matter. And He's going to answer me. And for the most, I'm going to enter paradise in learning Al-Asma Ul-Husna. Alhamdulillah. So Al-Jabr, Allah highly glorified is He, Al-Jabr is the compeller. And we're going to move right along to number 10 in its regular order. Allah highly glorified is He, is Al-Mutakabir. Al-Mutakabir, and that's capital A-L dash capital M-U-T, like time, A-K, A, we got two B's again here, B-B, like Bismillah, I-R, Al-Mutakabir, Allah highly glorified is He. Is Al-Mutakabir, the majestic. The majestic. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it said in the Quran, by His command does He send the spirit of inspiration to any of His servants pleases, so that it may warn men. We were mentioning something about Allah giving us warning earlier in our conversation of the day of mutual meeting. And that's Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 15. Al-Mutakabir is the one who possesses all greatness, who is above having any of the qualities of His creatures. And we were talking about that earlier, like the ears and the eyes, and any qualities of His creatures, who is above being harmed by the oppressors among His creation. His greatness and pride are the supermost. He is too great to be deficient in anything or in need for anyone or anything. He is the one, Al-Mutakabir, the one who is above having the characteristics and attributes of His creatures, the one who alone all greatness and pride. None besides Him is justified to conceive himself as great or as mighty or as the sovereign. So we can get that out of our head, huh? You know what? I still don't understand this, that it's some people name their name, they name their name Allah. I'm like, how do they do that? About, you know, what are they thinking? But that's between them and Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the mighty. And no matter, even if they would name their name Allah, none besides Allah is justified to conceive himself as great or as mighty or as the sovereign. So even if they did say, I'm going to name my name Allah, they're still not the greatest. They're not as mighty, or they're not the sovereign nor holy one, as Allah, highly glorified as He, And in this case, we're speaking of him as Mutakabir, the majestic, alhamdulillah. I'm just looking here to see, let's see. The messenger of Allah, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, has warned us against pride and of being proud of ourselves, saying, nobody will enter paradise if he has even the weight of a mustard seed of pride. And nobody will enter the fire if there is a likewise weight of conviction in his heart. As the lucky two ones to enter paradise, their hearts will be purged of any pride and jealousy. And we will root out whatever rancor there is in their hearts. That's Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 47. The attribute al-mutakabir is mentioned only once in the text of the Holy Quran, that's Surah 59, Ayat 23, and Allah knows best. So you might want to check that one out. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, we did alcoholic already. We know alcoholic. Allah highly glorified us. He is alcoholic, the creator. So we're going to move to, and that's number 11, so we're going to move to number 12. And Allah, highly glorified is he, is Al-Bari. Al-Bari, that's capital A-L dash, capital B as in Bismillah, A-R-I. Al-Bari is Allah. Highly glorified is he, the maker. And I know we're going to use this one on one of the other ones too. Let me see. Allah, highly glorified is he, has said, he is Allah, the creator, the evolver, the one who bestows forms or colors. Now that's funny. We're going to also use that when we come to another one. You'll see. But right now, it was used for Al-Bari, Allah being Allah, highly glorified as he being Al-Bari, the maker. And he says he is Allah, the creator, the evolver, the one who bestows forms or colors upon what he creates. To him belongs the attributes. And that's Quran 59:24. And I'm thinking of Al-Musa Weir, that this is a perfect one to read in the Quran and strictly relating to Al-Musawir, the bestower of forms or colors. But then Al-Bari, Allah highly glorified as he is the maker. So creator, evolver, bestower of forms, to him belong the attributes. Alhamdulillah. It says there are viewpoints regarding the explanation of Al-Bari. One says it refers to the one who brings about something out of nothing, the one who creates something which was never there before. It is said that Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Bari of creation, is Al-Bari of creation, the one who brought about all things into existence out of non-existence. So, yeah, there you go. That maker can relate to all of this, all of those attributes. This one here coincides with them as well. The other meaning conveys the cutting off or severing of something. The root verb of the word means cutting and shaping something, such as, in this case, it's a twig or a pencil. One may say that illness has parted from him, or that he is free of a claim put forth by another. It can also be applied metaphorically, such as one person severing his partnership with another, or a woman separating from her husband. Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Bari, has created and initiated the creation without a model. Bariya means those whom he has created. Another meaning is curing or healing. I'm going to have to read this a little bit here because I shared. A wise saying states, states that one who is cured, because we just started saying that Bariya means, and that's like Bari right here, means those whom Allah highly glorified as he has created. And another meaning is curing or hearing. Now, a wise saying states that one who is cured should express gratitude to the one who cured him. And Saliman is quoted as having said that he passed once by a blind old woman grieving over herself and wailing. So he asked her, "What does it take to sustain you?" She answered him saying, "Stop sticking your nose where it does not belong. I have reached this stage of life without needing you or others." Then she added, "Have you not heard the statement made by the friend of Allah, highly glorified is he, who said, 'Allah, who created me, then showed me the way, and he provides me with food to eat and with water to drink, and when I am sick, he restores my health to me.'" And that was Surah 26, Ayat 78. That was the question she asked of him. One who knows the real meaning of Al-Bari, therefore, is one whose heart is not affected by events, nor can momentous events overtake him by surprise. You hear that? It is also said that anyone who comes to know who Al-Bari really is will disassociate himself from claiming to have anything to do with his own form or shape, fearing his creator might, knowing that he is not doing him a favor by worshiping and obeying him. It is Allah, Al-Bari, it is also said that anyone who recognizes Allah, highly glorified is him, Al-Bari, will disassociate himself from committing anything prohibitive, seeking refuge with the King, the Most Forgiving One. Al-Bari, the maker. Inshallah, he was able to get something out of that. Okay, y'all, it's 6:30 here. And let me just see. I know I got into it, but we got to start a little late. So we're not complaining or anything, but we're going to go on. I'm going to check my board after this. We're going to take us PSA here because we've been just moving right along. And I didn't mean to ignore that fact that we needed to do this. You are listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360. the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dafita Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information, and we ask you to sit tight and keep focused. We'll be right back, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. And let me see. Let's do this one here.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Serial Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam, and we are back. And just a reminder, we want to thank everyone for being here in the studio, and a reminder to those of you outside in the AM360.org land. We appreciate your being here as well. But if you have a question or a comment, something that you want to share with us this evening, you're going to need to dial into the studio, and you do that by dialing in at 515-605-9891 or the 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we will certainly give you that opportunity to make your comment or ask your question. We appreciate you to connect with us 24 live at our podcast programming, am360.org at 701-719-4197. And visit our parent corporation community-wide Shura Conference. The website is cwsc.us. That represents us all together. And you can get more information about CWSC and the Intelligentsias. You can give us a like on Facebook, or you can leave us a listener comment or question at our business office at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. As I was mentioning, for this program, today would be the final day of this program here on AM360. As you know, that Blog Talk is moving to another platform. Now, there will be other informations coming throughout the week, but the final day of Blog Talk is what they put up on our screen would be January 31st. I'm being told that we want to clear these airways, CWSC, want to clear these airways by January 25. And as I state for this particular program, Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab will move to the new platform, and we'll be giving more information about that throughout the week of the final programming. So with that, inshallah, I see that we do have a hand raised here. I'm going to see if they still here, or did they just put the hand up, or was it from a time before? But we're going to go to 323-867. That's our dear sister, Ker'an. Were you re-raising your hand, or was this from before? 323-867.
Well, I was re-raising my hand, but I forgot already.
Oh, you can't be forgetting.
I know.
I'm doing this a lot.
But I did want to say one thing when you was, hello? Okay.
I do have another hand if you want to think about it a little bit, and I'll come back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so, hey, and say, let me see. I'm trying to think of, right now, the one that I'm saying, call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to say Al-Wajid. And he is the perceiver, the finder, the one who, when we call to him by that name, he will give us that in which we be trying to find, whether it's in our mind or if it's actually something tangible in our area or something like that. Call on him, Al-Wajid, inshallah, he'll bless you to remember it. And I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Inshallah.
213-925. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum. State your name, where you call from.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. This is Amin from Los Angeles. representing Sister Claire Muhammad from Dems School. Big pardon?
I said, I got you right. That was Brother Amin.
Yes, yes. Sister Claire Muhammad, stemschool.com. And it's growing out here. We're getting, you know, it took time. It's taken time, alhamdulillah. A couple of things. The Trump administration is, you know, proposing like they did last time to give money to religious schools. Religious schools. Not only religious, I think private schools too, but religious schools. So Jewish schools in other words, Jewish schools and synagogue schools and all that will get money from the Trump administration for their students, and then Christian schools, because, you know, they're not going to allow LGBTQ people up in there teaching those Jewish children and everything. You know, that's one of the criticisms that they have with public school, because it's just going that way, and a lot of the kids are getting, a lot of the children are getting sensitized. desensitized to accepting homosexuality in their life, and all that. And teachers cannot protest for fear of being fired or demoted, or you know. So that is the answer. Some people in our community, though, much rather let our children go to public school than to accept so-called, quote-unquote, government money. They say, oh, it's government money. I say, well, that welfare check y'all get is government money, and that Social Security you get is government money, and them pensions you get for being in the Army, Navy, and Air Force is government money. It's all taxpayer money, you know, all taxpayer money, but they can't think no further than that. They much rather the children suffer in these public schools, going to schools with the Crips and Bloods and all that filthy music and sometimes filthy lies. They much rather that, because right now the Sister Claire Muhammad school system is very tiny. It's only about 7 schools. So a whole lot of our children, and grandchildren and nieces and nephews are going to public school. But these people much rather not take, quote unquote, government money. It's all government, all taxpayer money. You know, we pay taxes, and you know, I don't know if they could say, some of them need to resign. Some of these people on these airways need to resign, sister. I mean, really, truly, because they're really hurting us with misinformation and ignorance. Stuff, you know, and they much rather, and they hate Trump. But look here, all praise be to Allah. Imam Muhammad said, Trump is a good-hearted human, and people can't get ready for that. But he stopped that war in Gaza. He stopped them people from bombing them babies, freezing them babies, blowing them to bits. He stopped it just like that. He said, if all them hostages is not released, all hell go break loose. You know who he was talking to? He was talking to that idiot, that genocidalist slaughter man, Netanyahu. That's who he was talking to. He was telling him, because Netanyahu was always the one who was reneging on the agreements and getting out the agreements and lying on this and saying Hamas did this and Hamas. In order to just keep fighting, killing, you know? So he was talking about, all hell going to break. So he sent Stephen Witkoff over there. Stephen Witkoff read the riot act to Netanyahu. Man, you better stop all this. You know, we don't want all this on the inaugural day. We don't want this. We want to have a clean inaugural day, you know? So Imam Muhammad is right. Trump is a good-hearted human. I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to stick with my leader. I don't care what they say. And I know I caught a lot of hell over the last few years for saying that. But I'm going to keep on saying it. You know what I mean? But I have faith in Allah, faith in the prophet, faith in my leader, faith in our community.
That's right.
I'll leave it right there.
Now, brother and me, you were saying that. So that Trump is going to be giving out these funds to these religious institutions for their schools.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In doing that, is there going to be any types of stipulations put on the fact, okay, I'm giving you all this money and you got to do this or that? Or did you know anything about that?
It shouldn't be any stipulations, because religious schools are religious schools. You know, Jews believe in Moses and the Ten Commandments, and Christians believe in Jesus Christ and something else, and Muslims believe in Allah and his prophet. You know what I mean? We have different beliefs. You know, you can't, no one could make us believe a certain way. That's not freedom of religion. See, so I think we should be bold and brave and courageous and go head on. We need to meet. You know, Brother Imam called me, or I called him, and he said that on Sunday night they have a Claire Muhammad something, I think, run by Sister Claire Muhammad Network, but all us educators should get together and discuss this. you know, do research, find out the facts, you know, and bring the facts back to the Sunday night show. It's a Sunday night show run by a sister named, I think, Karan Shakir. And but I listened to it, but I couldn't get on to say anything. It doesn't have a question and answer format in it. You know, I mean, for some reason it didn't have a question and answer format. They talked about
is that a conference call?
No, ma'am. It was a Blog Talk Radio. It's on Sundays.
They did not ask for
any type of you know, like press one on your phone or anything like that. No, ma'am.
Wow.
And I said to myself, well, I want to talk about the funds, you know, because teachers need a salary. They need a salary. They have to pay rent, and they have to pay insurance. They may have a car.
Yeah.
They may have a car note. So we have to look out for our people and you know, and be sensible, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we need the money.
Ma'am.
All these schools need the money
to
progress the education in these schools. And I tell you, these children need it. They need to be in religious settings for learning in the schools. So I think,
if we don't
have the money to pay your insurance or your car note for being a teacher, and we can get the money to pay you and you're a good teacher, then I think we should at least consider that, you know, like look into it, like you say, just do a little more research on it, because you don't want to end up accepting the fact that this money can come from here to pay these teachers, but then it's got these stipulations in there that doesn't, you know, exactly coincide with our beliefs or even our of what we want to do in the format of what we're presenting as this institution. So, yeah, do the research. You know, do the research.
Yes, sir.
And bring it back.
Well,
yes,
I wish someone could look into this radio show that comes on Sunday nights, I think, 7 o'clock. Is it 7 o'clock Eastern time? It's called something about educating your own. Or the value of educating your own, or the
Karan Shakir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I remember.
And
she's back on Sunday nights, you say?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It was on last Sunday. It was. And they had a show. They were talking about special education. It was interesting, but they didn't take any calls. They didn't take any calls, so we couldn't discuss anything else. So I wish somebody out there in your listening audience could look into it and alert them, or you or the people at WCIW could do something about that, so we could get together and do Shura Bainahum. Shura Bainahum. Get together and put our heads together and look at the facts and ask questions. Dig into it.
Yes, sir.
Do something for our children, because our children's been languishing out there in the public schools, a long time, because there's not that many.
Yeah, that's true.
Sister Muhammad schools,
sir.
And I know it's a lot of children, a lot of our nieces and nephews and grandchildren and everything going to public school.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. Well, brother, I certainly do appreciate you bringing that information to us here and on this program.
Yes, ma'am. And I appreciate you.
I can't get in there on Sunday night and see what we can maybe, you see what they're saying and if maybe we can get a pressure one and discuss that. We do need to have discussions, though. I mean, really in-depth discussions. If we're going to make any progress in this country and with our children
And these children, not only this, they need this direction so much this day. That's why we got so many of them going astray and doing crazy things. But we'll look into
right.
it, brother. I mean, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you. God bless
you. More
yes,
than
you and God bless us.
Thank you so kind. That's
yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. I'd like to get to the, I like good discussions about really updated things. Quran, I'm going to come back to you and see that you get that answer in your, okay. I got your mic open.
You want me to say something now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Okay. What I want to say is that, when he was speaking about the homosexuality, I said only way Satan get his power is the power we give him, because what it is that in the Constitution of the United States, I think it's the 13th and the 14th Amendment, it's stated that there be no homosexuality, no man, no woman could marry each other. There should be no homosexuality here in the United States. That is the law. But long as we don't protest against it, then that's how we're giving Satan that power, you know. So that's how I get mm-hmm. And also I want to say it's about the all you have to do is file your taxes, and you'll get it, especially mm-hmm. the senior citizen. They're mm-hmm. giving us that money. All we have to do is just file it. And that's our tax money. All we have to do is file. I'm thinking about filing my taxes. I was looking at the paper telling my daughter to pick up those papers at 10:40. Mm-hmm. And that's our money. And they're giving it to the senior citizens.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
And how much money is that $1,400 I heard about or something?
Ma'am?
Is it a 14? I seen heard something about a $1,400.
It might be like 14. If you babysitting your child or doing some babysitting, then you'll get more. Because
okay,
you get
okay.
More. But if you just send your kids some babies, I know it's like 14, 15. I'm not sure. I haven't filed yet. But when I do, I'll mm-hmm. let you know about it. But and also I just when you were speaking, it took me into space. When this guy, he remember this astronaut, he was in space or he hit the moon, and he heard the Hadan. He heard the Hadan calling. And then he came back. When he came back to Earth, he became a Muslim. And he was a Caucasian on top of that. That's what I was saying when you was talking, and then I said, "Damn, my mind went all the way up into space, and nobody went into the black hole and came back."
Nobody went into the black what?
Yeah, they got a black hole in space. They call it the black hole, and nobody and everybody that goes in there, they never come back. There's another thing called the black hole. They never come back.
Wow.
My grandson said, man ain't never been on the moon. He said because they told they walked the moon, he said because there's no air on the moon. So that means everything is floating.
And then I
said to myself, why ain't nobody talking about that now? About the, like during that time, we was always in space talking. But you don't hear about that anymore.
That's right. Just right. You're right. Yes, ma'am. Okay, then. I don't know if they're going to give us much time or not, but we got 5 minutes, and I want to listen to the prayer call and have us listen to it, and then I'll check back in. And just, I see you, Muhammad Sharif.
Still there?
I'm here. I'm listening to the prayer call.
Oh, okay. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, I'm going to go here to 914-434. Muhammad Sharif, Assalamu alaikum. Thank you all so kindly for being patient.
You're quite welcome. Yeah, I just wanted to remind us that, you know, when it said that that grant money that be given out, it's all right if the senior citizens take the money because they need the money. They can really use the money. They can need the money, the senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as us in our community taking that grant money, that's no good because what we're going to do, take that grant money, then now they're going to have some control on our education system. First of all,
mm-hmm.
take that money, you only call us discrimination if we say we do not want, you know, those people with the homosexuals and the lesbians coming into our school teaching our babies.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't want that. We are not going to take that off. Take nothing from them because they'll send them in and there's nothing you can do about it. And it's called you discrimination. So, no, just don't take that money. That's where we should be.
That's right. Yes, sir.
So, by the way, we have a program come on every Friday at 7 p.m. on M360. It's called The Power of Educating Your Own. I mean, you got sisters
yes,
on there every week. The power of educating
yes,
your own.
Sunday,
right.
Sunday, that's tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Okay,
7
thank
PM.
You for taking
Inshallah.
My
time.
Yes, I'll call
later.
I keep telling Brother Sharif, that is your tech. Nate, when you go to the store paying that 7 cents on a dollar, that's your money. They're not giving
that.
You the look. No, no, no. Listen
we,
to me.
We
no,
don't
listen.
Want
let
that
me say
money.
Look, no, listen to
no,
me, brother.
No,
sure.
No. You're saying that we're not going to know. They're not going to take that money because we know what they're going to do if they give us any money, grant anything else. It's not going to come. They're not going to say they came for your tax money. That's not going to say it came your tax money. They can say they gave you a grant. No, we don't want it.
Can I finish, please? Can I finish? I'm not going to interrupt you. Let me finish. I'm not going to answer you. You're not being fair. You're not being fair.
Go ahead on.
Okay, let me try to tell you that when you pay taxes,
they let us stay. Okay?
Huh?
I'm going to stay as long as they let us stay. Go on, say what you got to say. I got another caller, brother. I mean, come and take in.
Okay, what I'm trying to tell him is that's your tax money. That's what back in the day, that they did. They take that, and we was doing it all the time. The Caucasian was getting our money. We was paying taxes, and they was using our money all the time for that welfare money. I'm telling you, that is our money. We stop paying taxes then. I'm telling you, that's your tax money. What you think they do with those? What you think they do with the tax money? That but ask them. Ask them how they give that money to you. What do you think they get it from? That's what you think the government get it from. They get it from you when you pay taxes on your dollar. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't have to take it. Just give your part to me. I accept it. I take it. Please give it to me because I'm hungry. I'm still hungry.
Brother Muhammad. You saying that if we take your money, then they could say that we have to come in, we have to let whoever want to come in and teach, we have to hire them. Is that what you're saying?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
No. That's not what the ma'am said.
Let me hear what Brother Amin got to say here.
All right.
Brother Amin,
go ahead. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Under the Trump administration... Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you mean under the Trump administration, they would let homosexuals teach school? No, that's the whole thing. That's where a lot of the opposition is coming from the homosexual lobby, hate Trump, the abortion lobby, hate Trump. Under the Trump administration, please believe it ain't going to be no homosexuals, you know, in other words, spending a homosexual up to teach your children. Now, that would happen under Kamala Harris or Biden. That would happen under the Democrats. But not, you know, I heard Yusuf Ramadan say that. You know something? And he knew better. He knew better than to say that. You know, he said, you know, I don't know why he said that. But no, under the Trump administration, it ain't going to be no homosexuality. Look, they wanted to put the homosexual flag on the White House a little while back. Trump said, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. You ain't putting no, you know, like that rainbow homosexual LGBT flag.
Yeah.
So, no, you're not. You ain't going to put it on this one, not long as I'm the president.
Okay. Okay.
So we have to get an understanding.
We have to really get an understanding of the position that this presidency is taking, the stance that he's taking against some of these same things that we don't want to happen, even though we don't may not like him for some other reason, but I think we're taking those reasons and not realizing that some of the same reasons that we want not to happen, he is promoting that. I think we're confusing what we don't like about him to what the things that he can do that we really want done. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm doing a lot.
Wow.
Okay, everybody says
that. Only way Satan gets the power you give him.
That's right. That's right. Okay, brother Muhammad, you all are finished?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my whole point. My whole point was you're not going to find that homosexual stuff in the Trump administration. And that's why he caught so much.
Take that money, you're free. Muhammad,
you know better than that, brother. Brother, you know better than that. You know the Trump administration is not homosexual. They don't believe in homosexuality.
What are you talking about?
You know better than that.
That man got plenty of money. Have you heard lately how much money those millionaires and billionaires are giving him?
So
take that money those millionaires and billionaires are giving him, and he won't have to take a penny from the taxpayers' money. He got a millionaire giving him so much money, he wouldn't have to take not one penny from the taxpayer money. They've given him, they get what they want.
I don't understand your point when it comes down to education and our children. You saying that they're going to make us hire homosexuals and transvestites and dykes and all that kind of stuff. I don't understand your point. I don't understand it. I think you better rethink your point, my brother. Respectfully, I'm saying that respectfully. You know, because Yusuf Ramadan said that the other day, and I said, I know Yusuf Ramadan know better than that. You know, good and well, the Trump administration is not going to have the homosexuals up in there. That's in the Biden administration where Buttigieg had a husband. That man had a husband. And he was the Secretary of Transportation in the Biden administration. He had a husband, and they had this other woman who wanted to be a man as a, some other type. I forgot her position. I can't say her, it's his position. It was a man who wanted to be a woman, and the Democrats had her. Had him up there like a woman in some high position. That's the Democrats. And a lot speaks against homosexuality. You know,
and we should
stand up
for
it.
I agree with Allah,
and I'm against homosexuality. But think about this and keep in mind regarding Trump and that Project 25, that Trump wants to eliminate education being under the federal government. So that means that it may end up being under the state. And the states, then they will decide about if they want to have homosexual teachers in the classroom.
Yeah,
so think about
right.
that. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Only a lot knows
only
what's going to happen in the future.
Can I say one thing? He is giving the state the right if they want to. If the whole state said that they want to do this, then he let them do it. That's what he's doing. Right. He's giving the state the right, but he's not saying it's right for everybody for you to do it. He said if your state said that you want to do this and the whole state agreed to it, then he said, then let it be.
He wants to get a state the power. But if it's your school, you got a right to say who you're going to hire and who you're not going to hire, though.
And it don't have to be
for the reason because you might look at them and say, oh, they homosexual or they this mm-hmm. or whatever. It don't have to be for that. It's just like they do us right today. When they don't want us in a job, they don't go to you and tell you black and I don't want you in here. Some places do, but I'm just saying that to stay under the radar, they don't say that. They might say, well, you're not qualified to do the job. You don't know enough about the religion in order to teach my children. So it's ways around that. And we could be legal in doing it.
That LGBT stuff, rainbow dykes and transgender, that comes from the Department of Education. That comes from the Department of Education. Those are the ones who say, because we give you money, if you have a classroom and if you don't let a homosexual come in there and do a lecture on same-sex marriage, we're gonna take your money. That comes from the Department of Education. The Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education is the one that allowed him to take prayer out of schools.
And I heard Trump was saying he was going to do away with the Department of Education.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what it's all about. He wants to get rid of the Department of Education because those are the ones got that all the LGBT stuff going on.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean?
I'm just a law. Yes, sir.
I mean, you know better than that.
Yes, sir. But I know it's a ways around. I think if there's going to be monies that are there and we're in such dire need for these funds, we know what the Quran says. We're not going to go against the Quran just because we're getting a grant. We know how to, you know what I'm saying? We don't know how to say, well, hey, you're not qualified. They'll tell us in a minute. Oh, they'll tell you even got too much education. So it's a way around it.
And you know what? And remember that theory of Lot. You hang with them, you're going to go down with them. That allegorical story. That's what that means. You hang with them, you're going to go down with them. Alhamdulillah. Because Allah will destroy them. Alhamdulillah. When the time comes.
But, you know, so are you saying then, is that Quran saying if you're with them, you're going to go down with them?
You know, that's an allegorical story. Those stories are allegorical. Those Lot, when his wife looked back and she turned to death, that because she was sympathizing with him. You ain't supposed to sympathize with them. That's the way. You don't supposed to sympathize with them at all. Like I told my people, I said, they can't come in my house. If they is a light man or something like that, they outside, and if I have to deal with them because they dealing with my electricity or something, but they can't come in your house. You're supposed to let them in your house.
That's right.
That's how poison that is, I'm telling you.
Yes, ma'am.
And our
yes,
children,
ma'am.
We got to be careful about our children because our children see that. Because let me tell you, it's a true story. I I got a niece. She was hanging around with them, talking about they was her friend and stuff like bring them to her house. Then her daughter had brought a homosexual girl with her, and she said she got to argue with her and everything. She said, "Well, grandma, you got homosexual friends," and my niece says, stated to her, said, "But they not my children." That's right there saying you something. Your children see that. And that's what they're going to think is
association,
okay.
Association brings on assimilation.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You don't want to be, you know, I mean, no. It's just no.
And the main thing is
what
a law says. That's right. What a law says. That's
on you to change your way or not. But I don't have to invite you to dinner and if you say, "Well, I don't want to change my way," and well, I okay, fine, then I just won't let you come to dinner. I won't invite you to dinner. That's as simple as that. Because I don't want to be associating, people see me associating with you and they say, "Oh, there's something going on there," because hey, look at the company you keep. Look at the companies you keep.
And you know what?
But when it comes to these dollars for these schools, and we're talking every day how desperately we need these dollars for our schools, and we do the research on it and find out, you know, what's the stipulations in terms of receiving this money and stuff. Is there any way that we can get these dollars and get some good Muslim teachers in our schools, some good religious teachers in our schools? Straight people, then we'll have more to more availability of teachers for these religious institutions. But if you don't have the money to pay them, they ain't coming. They're not coming because they got, just like Brother and me say, they got to pay their car notes, they got to pay the insurance, got to pay their house notes. So I mean, it just do the research. Do the research.
Yeah,
I think we should be able to come to a conversation and not be arguing. Just come to the conversation.
That's right.
Hear what the rich man got to say, and then you can, you know, say what you got to say after that. When it all go down, we say it's all about getting the dollars for these children and keeping it in what would be respectful and loving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and approving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to do. Alhamdulillah. Okay, everybody, you know the clock done went all the way off, and we're looking at a quarter after, so that means they're going to cut us off at any moment. But I certainly do appreciate you all. You know what I was thinking about? I'd like to open up. I want us to learn our lesson from Ul Husna now. I want us to know this. That is essentially important for us and our children to learn. As a matter of fact, they're supposed to be doing a birthday party for me tomorrow. And don't take me out to dinner. We're going to have this talk right in the restaurant about Al Asma Ul Husna, the importance of it. But also, just like that's important, we need to have programs where I wanted to have a program where we can just open up for discussion. Put what your concern is on the table. Let's discuss this like rational servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's put it on the table and talk about it. We ain't going to argue. We ain't going to fuss. None of that. We just going to put the information out there. And if it's something we don't understand, we're going to do more research on it and come back and bring our research and then continue to talk about it. That's what I'd like to do. So, inshallah, we'll be able to come up with a program of such nature. I really do appreciate you all so kindly. I've enjoyed you immensely. And inshallah, like I say, I'm believing that today is the last program for us here as Al Islam in Focus, because next week would be, what, about the 25th? And I do know that they said they wanted us to be definitely completed by the 25th. But check in next week, and let's see if we will have something, because they let me program this presentation, Al Islam in Focus. I look forward for everybody being here, and I'll be here as well. But we do look forward to getting into our new platform, inshallah, and we will be having a meeting tomorrow to bring us up to speed on that platform. Okay, we got a 727 just jumped in here. Now, you know you have to be quick because the clock is off. It ain't nothing on the clock. But I'm going to see if I can open you up. 727. 289.
This is the last program, so we'll stay on until they cut us off. It's the last thing. Stay on. And when you do come to the program, bring the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. Put that on the table when you come to have these discussions. Put the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad on the table.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Sister, could you text me your number? It's something very, very.
Can you hear me?
Could you text me? Assalamu alaikum.
Who that?
This is the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm
okay.
Trying to get Martha.
Could I say one? I just want to tell the sister one thing. Could you text me your telephone number? It's something very, very important. I need to talk to you about it.
Can you hear me?
Who, correct?
The Preetha. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. You want me to text you?
Yes, ma'am. Could you text me your number? It's something very, very important I need to talk to. I mean, it's very, very important.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Can you hear me? This is Martha Nyla.
Yes, Oh, okay, 727-289. Yes, ma'am. You want me to text you my number?
No.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Martha Nyla.
This
727. Martha Nyla is trying to say
okay,
the 7 to 9 p.m. is the Governance National Town Hall, and I was just holding on until, and I was going to go live rather than interrupt. And that's what I wanted to share. This is
okay.
The Saturday night for governance. Every Saturday night we do have a 7 to 9 p.m. Discussion.
Yes, ma'am.
Just in case everyone, you were saying the last show right now.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me? You understand?
No, not the last show for. We do supposed to have a town hall coming up, and we apologize. It's usually a thing to drop down and say you're coming up, but it didn't drop down, so I guess
well,
I was just taking a
right. That's because I didn't have the time to create it beforehand, so I'm going live, so I had to wait until everything was over. I didn't want It's okay.
Okay. Well, we're getting out of here, and then we'll turn around everybody and turn right back on. But this, I'm thinking that I was saying the last program for Al-Islam in Focus. I'm
correct.
Thinking. This is the last Saturday.
Correct.
This is the last Saturday. Do you think we're gonna? Okay. I wasn't sure whether or not we're gonna come in because next Saturday is the 25th, and I know we did want to be finished by the 25th.
Correct. I think I heard Muhammad say this is the last show. Let's talk until they throw us off. But alhamdulillah. All right, love.
Okay, man. Love y'all, and I love all of you, and I appreciate you so kindly. I've enjoyed you. We're going to get it together. Hugs and love, and we're going to get off this line and let our next program come in, okay?
Alhamdulillah. Don't hang up. You may not be able to get back on. I think we should stay on. If you get off, you may not be getting back on.
But I don't think we can do that.
Well,
can we?
Right.
You want me to get out? I'm out. I can get out the whole seat. Let me get out the whole seat and see if she can do it like that.
Well,
okay?
No, because it won't go 2 hours. It'll cut off at the top of the hour, the next hour. And
okay, so
everyone,
do you want me to? You want me to get out the whole seat?
No, if you do, like he said, if you all want
to
continue
you
on,
all
and we
hang
talk,
up?
No, man.
Oh.
That's what he was suggesting, that we just talked to the top of the next hour. It was shut off for sure at 59 of the next hour. So
okay.
We can continue on, but just I want to share something on the governance part for the National
okay.
Town Hall.
Okay.
So if you stay in the house seat, then that's fine. I can speak through this way if that's okay.
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right. And everybody can hear me okay through this line?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Now, new callers can't call in because of the overlaps of the time. So just so we know. Okay. What I wanted to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Greetings of peace to everyone. This is Martha Nyla Abdullah, and this is, as everyone knows, we're studying the Hijra calendar, and we're in the month of Rajab, and the 50-year Human Family Strategic planning initiatives include us aligning the Hijra calendar the 7 months exactly with the seven levels or the processes that Prophet Muhammad on the Ascension connected with, and those being the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him to connect with, and that is from Adam, Jesus and John, or Isa and Yahya, and the third level is Yusuf, Joseph, and the fourth level is Idris or Enoch, fifth level Harun or Aaron, the sixth level Musa or Moses, and we're at the seventh level with Ibrahim or Abraham. And we know the reference that Allah has blessed us to know that Abraham, the seventh level for that is where there was no denying that there is one God, that there was a declaration, I should say, that nothing else in creation is God. It's the one God with all those attributes that, the preacher was just sharing, as my husna, that it's that the names, the attributes of Allah. And so with that, we're saying the Rajab being the seventh month, it has been noted that the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, indicated that this is the month of the prophet, month of Allah, and that next month is the month of the prophet, and the ninth month, will be the month of the Ummah, the community. So with that in mind, definitely paying close attention to seventh month. Now there are seven, the seven is referenced in so many ways, the seven principles that have been drawn from Surah Al-Luqman. And I don't want to take the time to read Surah Al-Luqman, I'll just reference it, all right? And this is on governance. And we know that governance includes how we govern ourselves. And it says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah created us, and it will be based on our best conduct. Those of us, I'm paraphrasing, best in conduct. So it's not best by any royalties or families or anything like that, or complexion of the skin. It's in conduct. And conduct comes from how we think that our conduct is erected. So I'm going to go to, I want to go right to the governance, all right, on the political front. As all of us, we were discussing, you know, the politics I heard on the education. Now, I'll say every first week, Saturday of the month, we've been connecting with the Education Consortium, with Dr. Hamid El-Amin and those who are teachers, even in Bermuda. They come on and they reference teaching the children from the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation. There's a lot to say about that, but they're connecting with it, and they're connecting the levels, the ascension, and the Hijra calendar with their emphasis on education. There are different groups contributing in the best way, as you said, Quran Shakir, and then I think when we were in New Medina, Bayina Khalil hosted with a lot of the teachers emphasizing the best way, best method for educating children. And that's children, period, and praise be to Allah. The second week, we deal with economics, and this is all part of the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, economics, and Graceline has taken on being the one to contribute to that. The third week, which we're in now, is governance. That's every Saturday that we have something covered, inshallah. And then the fourth one is sociocultural, and it's all a contribution of CWSC. The Friday night before each area of discussion or sharing, we hold a two-hour think tank process whereby it is open for everyone to contribute prayerfully to the area that will be coming up on that Saturday, so that we keep it in an outlined manner and we can calendarize the process. And then next month, Sha'ban, we will be studying deeply on the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. As again, I said, Sha'ban has been referenced as the Prophet's month. And Ramadan, of course, the first weekend, Saturday in Ramadan, we will be doing a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, so that we can dialogue on what are our strengths, where are we in the essence of community, developing community life, what are our weaknesses, what are the opportunities, such as we were hearing about monies, finances, the opportunities of establishing schools wherein there's land, others are presenting ways and means of developing schools or senior citizens' buildings and other things. The contributions are being made throughout the country, and CWSC is ongoing with its connections, its communications, and its collaborations. We're in discussion with Imam Talib Sharif, with the Clara. We're in discussion with Imam Wali Ayub Bilal and his wife there in Philly, with Rahima Z. Abdullah and up in Philly. Again, that's with Masjid Allah. And then with New Medina, Dr. Bashir Ali, Imam Sharif, and Dr. Ali's wife, Donna Ali. And then over in, well, let me just stop right there. Of course, you know Kareem Abdul-Haq, who's been presenting the economic system as well as the governance piece with the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment has been his emphasis. But I want to, coming out from last night, as we were discussing heartily about constitutions and as we're stating now about the states and what the states, the United States, the word united, says that we're united regardless of the border when we cross from Florida to Alabama or to Georgia or to Mississippi and then on over to Louisiana and however we connect. Right now, praise be to Almighty God, there's freedom to free access to each other's states. Now, when we move to those states, different things take place. We, I guess, credentialize ourselves by living in those states, and then the laws of those states apply. I know in the medical field that the work is being done that the medical teams want to have a universal kind of approach for employees. Once when you go from one part of the country to another, I worked with BayCare, and that's what they were wanting to institute, was the ability to move from one state to another and still work under that umbrella called BayCare, which made it easier, or would make it easier, credential-wise. That means when you're already with BayCare in Florida, your credentials go with you. And that's what they've done with the truckers. The truckers have their CDL license. That means they can function or operate their trucks in every state. And some have to have those decals. All this is under the line of governance, even though it's with businesses, but it's what governs our movement. And so back to the states, I wanted to share, as it says, about the constitution of each state. Not that I'll outline each state, but this is the introduction. Now let me go to the other one. That's 13, 14. The state constitutions in the United States, that's what this is titled, and it's from what it says, the Free Encyclopedia, Wikipedia, gathering a lot of its information. That in the United States, each state has its own written constitution. They are much longer than the United States Constitution, be it that the United States Constitution contains 4,543 words. Who took the time to count that, right? The state constitutions are all longer, almost like 8,000 words, because they are more detailed regarding the day-to-day relationships between government and the people. The shortest constitution is of Vermont. It was adopted in 1793, and it currently has 8,295 words. The longest one is Alabama's sixth constitution. It was ratified in 1901, and it has over 345,000 words, but it was rewritten in 2022. That's Alabama. So that means that they looked at their constitution. They've amended so many things on there. Both the federal and state constitutions are organic texts, and they describe organic texts, meaning that an organic law is a law or a system of laws that form the foundation of a government, of a corporation, any other organization's body of rules. So a constitution then is a form of organic law. Let me go back here. Hold on. The 10th Amendment in the United States Constitution, which is part of the Bill of Rights, it provides that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. And what that's saying is the 10th Amendment, and it'll tell you what that is about, the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution, a part of the Bill of Rights, was ratified on December 15, 1791, and it expresses the principle of federalism, whereby the federal government and the individual states, they share power by mutual agreement, with the federal government having the supremacy, of course, it overrules a state ruling. The 10th Amendment prescribes that the federal government has only those powers delegated to it by the Constitution, and that all other powers not forbidden to the states by the Constitution are reserved to each state or by the state's people. So my surmising from this is that the people, being knowledgeable, can make a difference in each state to overrule or to force the representatives and the senators to change certain things in the state. But it does come down to all of our being a good bit of those who are knowledgeable of what it takes to look into these amendments or these laws and make the changes necessary so that all people will be governed accordingly. And it can get pretty dicey, you know, because sometimes one thing that we're crying out for, such as I was reading, like I say, for Florida Equal Protection Act, that sounds simple. I thought, wow, Equal Protection Act, that's a no-brainer. But then you started in reading it, it started dissecting how one law can override and another one, can interfere with another law, and it can cause an imbalance. And, for example, I don't know if I said this last evening, but, for example, when there was the Sunday law, it sounds good, no selling of, well, because Sunday became known as the day for everyone to attend a religious process or whatever, giving honor to God and that Sunday being that, making it be the Sabbath. But others say Saturday is the seventh day. But nonetheless, it says Sunday will not be any businesses operating. But then they could not close the hospital. They could not close, they could close the banks, they could close some stores, but certain things like taxi drivers, they couldn't shut them down. You name it, there were certain businesses that had to remain open. So then there were ones who filed a lawsuit against that, saying that was an imbalance. It was not an Equal Protection Act because there were businesses that wanted to make monies on Sundays as well. Then when they said, okay, well, we just won't sell alcohol on Sundays. Well, then there were restaurants that are businesses because they couldn't close them down because of the Equal Protection Act, and those restaurants were able to sell alcohol. So when they discovered that, they said, well, if they can sell alcohol, then the grocery stores began to say, we can sell alcohol. They just couldn't sell open containers as the restaurants could. So you can see how one thing can interfere with another process. But those who are thinking and wanting to keep everything up and aboard, we have the Sunshine Law. That's why they call it the Sunshine State, that everything is up and made open so that we are well aware of what's being done. Still a lot of secrecy, but that's that can be challenged at any given time. So the Supreme Courts of our state make decisions when certain conditions are brought to them to exercise whatever has been governed as prescribed as a law, then they have to make a decision, the final decision, as to how it will be carried out if there's any kind of conflict within the counties, because after the state come the counties. And when we speak about budget, each state sends the counties their monies, and then the monies from the counties are given out then to the cities. And the cities can get both, I won't go off into that, but financially they get monies from various areas. But the county is the one that issues out the monies to the cities. So wherever we're living, when we're understanding the whole process and we can see the movement of how laws are incorporated, how laws are carried out, and then we can understand how some cities may get more monies than others based upon population, depending on the kind of work that individuals are doing. And then with the connections with our police department, the cities manage that. And then with the fire department. So when we were hearing about the fires in Los Angeles, Pasadena, our prayers are with them. It was about the water that wasn't available by the water. What do you call it? Everybody help me with that. The fire hydrant. So praise be. Yes, the fire hydrant. So and we would ask the question, okay, why was the fire hydrant dry? Well, I'm sure there's a lot that goes into that, you know, making sure the water is available. I know here they come and open them up just to make sure the water is able to flow. Praise be to Allah. Any questions so far on our states and the constitution of our states and how to change the laws? There's a process to that, of course. So when we vote on representatives and senators and we make an appeal to the senators, we get two senators per state, but we get a number of representatives based upon the population of the certain districts. And those districts are, you know, by counties connected, and that you can overlap a county or a county connected with another can become a district, part of that county. Praise be to Allah. Any questions so far? Hearing none? Okay, and I'm not looking at the board. I should look at the board to see if there's anyone with any questions. Let's see here. As I continue on here, now the Constitution, our conduct, again, best of us is based upon our conduct. And we thank Allah for that process because then it balances. Now, that that's a balanced process. Thank Allah for that. I wanted to share again, I'm sure you probably all are aware of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. This morning we were speaking about the peculiar institution that was functional here in the country. And for many, we don't want to lose sight of that process, what took place. So when we say that we have equal rights, we do, and education is a right. It is when we think about the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and the dedication that was given to education, whether there was a building or not, someone knowledgeable teach someone else. Now, there is an incorporated process that each state has where they have their schools and their school superintendents, and they have the school board, and they have representatives from the school board that are delegated to go into communities and connect with outreach components of the city, with neighborhood associations and with other organizations. And a lot of work has gone into that. We have what we call the Juvenile Welfare Board, which is connected with our Pinellas County School Boards. And I'm using that as a reference, but I'm sure in your states it's another name, another title. But it is all, they are paid a lot from our mortgage, what do you call it? Our tax base is by home ownership. This is why cities want more homeowners rather than renters. So the renters, they're owners of those apartment buildings, and they pay part of the tax base as well. So the dollars, if you look at your mortgage bill, you will see that the breakdown for the budget, it includes the school board and it includes the any juvenile welfare board. If I don't know if that's across the country. That's something I can look up. But there are many things on our that comes from our being homeowners. So when we think about the homeless situation and our conduct connected with that, how we do we shun the homeless individuals because they're not homeowners? Do we shun? At one point here in St. Petersburg, they were shunning renters because you can pull up a renter quicker than you can a homeowner. Now, the owner of that apartment complex may have a few things to say about that. But nonetheless, one of the laws that was passed whereby if it's best traffic-wise, to build roads that will make it more conducive for travelers, business people, and for employees, then the eminent domain was put into place so that if they need to take your property for eminent domain, that was brought into law in the United States. Now let me go to the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment. The 13th, Section 1, and this stays heavy on my heart, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except punishment for crime whereof, the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So what are we to get from that? We know that we have many instances where innocent individuals have been convicted and they become servants of the state. And to use the term clearly, slavery. It says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except. So that except brings it back to the category of slavery or involuntary servitude. Section 2, Congress shall, and Congress being of the United States national office, the Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. The 13th Amendment was proposed by Congress on January 31st, 1865. When it passed the House, having previously passed the Senate on April 8, 1864, it appears officially in 13 statutes. Statute number 567 under the date of February 1, 1865. Ratification was completed on December 6, 1865, when the legislature of 27 states, the 27th state, Georgia, approved the amendment, there being then 36 states in the Union at that time. On December 18, 1865, Secretary of State William Seward certified that the 13th Amendment had become a part of the Constitution. So there's the question, you know, it says unless convicted, we can see the discrepancy that occurs in persons becoming servants of the state. And then on the other side of that, you have individuals I was researching. They are working really, really hard to be heard on, I don't know if you call it, the justice, criminal justice system, improving the criminal justice system. A lot of work is being done. But because it goes through a process, it is taking quite a while to even be heard for the persons bringing up a statute on, to be heard. They, what do you call it, an HR, getting away from me from what the HR, housing resolution, to bring up a resolution to be heard. Nonetheless, work through neighborhoods and communities are asking representatives to be more strong, to pay more attention to that, because many times in jails, in prisons, persons get forgotten about. This is in no way to make it easy for those who are committing true crimes. But at the same time, there are those who are not guilty or they're being charged under a process now whereby it, say like with marijuana and such, those charges where individuals are being arrested and sent to prison for many years, and now it's becoming, well, of course, they call it medical marijuana, but nonetheless, those charges are not being seen as hard as with other situations. But that's a lot of, that's the other work, but praise be to Allah. Continuing on, the several state legislatures ratified the 13th Amendment on the following dates. I won't go through that, but I will call out some of the states: Illinois, Rhode Island, Michigan, Maryland, New York, West Virginia, Missouri, Maine, Kansas, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Ohio, Louisiana, Indiana, Nevada, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and it was approved by Governor of Tennessee and Arkansas, Connecticut, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Alabama, North Carolina, Oregon, California, and these came at later dates as I'm going through them. Florida again ratified this amendment on June 1868. As I stated, Florida removed itself along with six other states from the Union because it did not agree with the premise of abolishing slavery. So upon its adoption of the new Constitution, Iowa, in 1866, New Jersey, Texas, of course, we know was one of the last ones, was 1870. Delaware ratified it on 1901, in February 12, 1901, after having rejected the amendment in 1865. So you see, Delaware held out from 1865 to 1901. The amendment was rejected by Kentucky on February 24th in 1865 and by Mississippi on December 2nd, 1865. Now, if no questions, Amendment 14, Section 1, all persons born, and this goes hand in hand with as they're looking at the immigration process. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside, shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. And that comes right back around. It's what I was saying, how one will overlap into another, and the discussion is to be held so that we don't deny someone something that is allowed in another law. And because of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, many states had to step back away from a lot that they were denying certain persons. And I'll stop right there.
Martha Knight, I believe you got a couple of callers.
Okay, please open their mics. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. 779-770.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Brother Hashim.
Yes, I'm with the telephone numbers that we can get through and go down, all the telephone numbers.
The telephone numbers for?
Who switch over? For everything.
Oh, I was going to take it to the top of the hour tonight, and we can continue this on next week, inshallah.
Okay, because I want to call back and get all the telephone numbers. I want to stop that on nothing.
Okay, let me give you the conference line number. Is that okay? That's the one?
My 910-317-0297?
That's CWSC number that you can call anytime. But to connect with any presentation is the 240.
Okay, 240.
591-0209. And there's a code with that, a 6-digit code.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
209-075-pound.
075-pound.
Mm-hmm. Now I always use that as a backup, just in case, even while we're on Zoom, I intend to use it, because sometimes Zoom could go down, and those conference call lines, they tend to hold up. So praise be to Almighty God.
Now, the number you gave me was 240-591-0205.
No, 0209.
0209, right.
Uh-huh.
And the next number is 209-075-pound. So if we go down, those are the new numbers that call.
That's correct. Now, I know I will be using it. I can't say for all the other hosts. As we're going to be getting through Zoom, if we have, and everyone, as you're listening, When we do Zoom, we'll have to send the notice out to you by – we have on our Google Calendar, on our calendar, we send notifications. So if we have your email, you will get that notification on your – mainly on your cell phone.
Email now?
Do we have your email?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So give me your – if you want to tell it to me now, you want to call the 910 number and leave your email. And everyone, if you want to double-check, just call the 910 number and when it prompts you to leave your message, then leave your email.
Okay. 910-217-0297.
That's correct.
Okay.
Or if you have wherewithal where you feel comfortable emailing us and just saying, here's my email. So then that way we will have your email. If email us at info@cwsc.us.
Okay.
But you saying, Martha, they can call the 910-317-0297 and leave their name and email there?
Correct. And that way we'll make sure that they are adding on. Because we have to manually put everyone's email on our contact. Now, it'll pop up if we have it already under the network. But some emails we don't have under there, and we're manually doing that. So we want everyone to feel comfortable that you'll be on the Zoom. Even if you dial in and you don't want to be seen, your phone, you'll receive the notification and you can just dial one of the phone numbers on that information that you get.
Now, Martha, when you use the number rather than going into the Zoom, how would they ever know if you wanted to say something?
Actually, if they are on, you're correct. If they want to say something, it's kind of hard. You won't be able to if you're just dialing in on your phone, because there are certain things that will allow you to raise your hand. It's a picture graph on your cell phone. You can come into Zoom, and on your laptop or computer, you can come into Zoom, and you can see the little pictures that will say the reaction. And we're going to be educating everyone as we go along. As you look at the hosts get down pat with this, then we'll be, of course, educating our and we probably have to do it through the conference call line with our callers to help.
Yeah, the light just went off. The lights just went off.
Okay, I still hear your voice. So that means we're at the top of the hour, everyone. We're going to be struggling and working through this, but we don't want to be caught not knowing and then emotionally getting tied to certain things or assuming anything as we go forward in the areas of education, economics, governance, and sociocultural.
Yes, ma'am.
And, of course, this month of Rajab, the Hijra calendar, and the Prophet's Ascension.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, everyone. Thank you, Deprita.
Come, baby.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. We love you.
Love you back.